My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hey guys, I am so excited because today I have with me actually one of my good friends. This is so crazy. I've never had him on our YouTube channel, our podcast, or anything before, but this is David Mickle. That's what you'll recognize him as. I know him as Dave, and his cute daughter actually was one of our models for Mini Lou for all of our physical products. The thing is that you are going to love this interview because Dave is a commissioned artist and you will recognize his work in, for me, two places, but you have lots of things that you have going on. For me, it's the Utah signs that you see when you cross the border. And second, he was the artist for Asteroid City, for Wes Anderson's film. So we're going to be talking about that today. If you're listening on the podcast, you might want to hop over to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/Karina Gardner because we are going to be showing art pieces. And there's just no way for us to do this on the podcast. I will try to describe what we're talking about. But welcome, Dave.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
This is so incredible. So I've known you guys, well, your family, because Lacey and I are friends. For... oh my gosh, has it been 20 years?
Like it's probably been almost, like, yeah, it's been like quite a while.
15 years or so. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, I've been painting since I was in junior high. I always wanted to paint, and my mom hired the junior high art teacher to stay after school and teach me how to paint with acrylic. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do that today, but that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to learn how to paint, and the school wasn't teaching that yet, but, you know, I wanted to, you know, start, and so I was able to do that at a young age.
So are you still painting in acrylics, or what
mediums do you work in? No, I switched to oil after I went through the university.
Okay.
But, you know, I did a lot of watercolor in high school, and acrylic, when I started out as an illustrator, I did a lot of illustrations in acrylic, but I always painted landscapes, and I really kind of, once I started painting oil, I switched to oil.
So incredible. Okay, let's talk about, like, the thing that I know you for, which is the Utah signs. Can you talk to us a little bit about, like, that look? Was that a look that you already had before, or is that something that got developed?
Well, it got developed. So I kind of have two styles, and that's a little bit unusual, I think, for an illustrator, because you want to be known for like one thing, one style. But but when I went through school, I actually did graphic design and illustration, and then I have a master's degree in painting. So I do have my fingers in kind of all of those things. But I found when working as an illustrator, it's really nice to have a digital style. Because when you have to make changes and you have to make adjustments and things, when it's in the computer, it's so much easier to adjust, and then you can send it off. It seemed like things printed easier. And so I had this kind of graphic, travel poster style that I developed around, you know, the year 2000. And so I did a lot of illustrations in that style using Adobe Illustrator. And it was kind of based on the old WPA poster, from the 30s, where it was totally silk screen, but it was, it was kind of updated with, digital shapes. So I would draw the shapes individually and then use Adobe Illustrator to layer and color, those. And it kind of imposed a limitation on, which was nice too, because I had to simplify all of the shapes. Because when you're painting, you can paint, so realistic that it looks like a photograph. But when you're forced to make a decision about, light side and shadow side and simplifying the shapes, it's really easy to get kind of a certain kind of look and a style. And that's where that style came about. So then I did some posters and note cards and things for the Olympics in that style. And then a few years later, the state kind of came to me and asked if I was interested in doing that for the billboards for the state line, because they were going to come out with a new series. This is probably about 2007, 2008. And so there were 7 designs, depending on where you come into the state. And so it took about 2 years to do all of those. And then, I think by 2010, 2011, they were all put in place.
So I'm assuming, can I ask how big did you paint those Utah signs? Because I'm assuming they blew them up, right?
Yeah. So they were done on the screen. So, okay. You know, I can't remember what, I mean, the size translates. It can be quite small, but, mm-hmm. you know, in Adobe Illustrator, you can scale up, mm-hmm. you know, infinite, you know, yeah. size. So that's what we ended up doing for those billboards.
That is amazing to me that you did those in Illustrator, because they don't feel like Illustrator paint, like pictures to me. Like there's actually more of a realism to them that makes me think that they're painted, which is very interesting.
Well, I think that comes from my background as a painter, you know, and in illustration, you study a lot of, you know, light and shade. And we had to take a lot of the fine art painting classes as part of the program. So I think I take a painter's approach to this. So I'm always looking for, you know, the light side, shadow side. I'm looking for atmospheric perspective, mm-hmm. meaning, you know, when things go back in the distance, they're lighter and grayer. You know, the colors in the foreground are more intense and bright. But I'm trying to make it look kind of realistic, but I'm using light and color to create illusions of depth, you know, using these shapes.
Seriously amazing. Well, here's the thing we are really talking about today, which is Asteroid City. Dave brought all this amazing stuff. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about the process of getting on board to make this movie?
Okay, well, it was kind of an unusual thing. I was working on a large mural project at the time, and I got an email through my website. And so I like I say, I've got two styles. I've got this, you know, graphic style that, you know, with the billboards, but then I do landscapes, you know, in oil, and I sell in galleries. And so I'm in a gallery. I think they'd taken out a national ad, and I think the director had seen this ad and he liked my style, because my landscapes tend to have a lot of detail in them. And that's a little bit different than my graphic stuff, because you can't put that much detail, because with Illustrator, you're kind of limited. But with my paintings, I tend to, you know, put a lot of, you know, everything in there. Mm-hmm. But he liked that. And so I got an email from the producer saying, you know, this director likes your work. You know, would you be interested in talking about this? And I had to sign an NDA. And then once I signed it, then he could tell me who it was. And he said, it's Wes Anderson.
what did she think?
And I thought it was, you know, originally going to be just like a local production, and yeah. they probably just needed a painting or something that would go on, you know, the wall as a background. But they said, no, we're working on this film. It's set in the 50s in a town in the Southwest, and you know, we needed to do like a billboard, a painting for this billboard. And I think he had maybe seen some of the work I had done for the, you know, the Welcome to Utah billboards mm-hmm. too. And so, you know, they sent over some storyboards, and, you know, I started doing some sketches. And do you want me to pull up what
we're going
to
look at them. So if you're on the podcast, I apologize once again. I think this is super fascinating. But if you're on the YouTube channel, we're going to be showing you a few of these wonderful.
So parts. after the storyboard, you know, I put this together, and this was like kind of scary, because I painted it, and then I, you know, took a picture of it and I send it to them, and it's like, you don't know what they're going to think, you know? So is this the right direction? Is it not? And he was like, really cool. You know, he said, you know, this is a great start, you know, but he's known for being very meticulous, you
yes.
know, his movies.
Well,
have,
even his movies, like you can see, like he's clearly made everyone move a certain way, and it like the looks of them and every single detail of color. So it's not surprising that.
Yeah.
And you went into that knowing that.
Oh, yeah. They said there's going to be a lot of notes. And I'm used to that with, you know, working as an illustrator. Yeah. So, you know, it wasn't hard. But so like, you know, he said, well, you know, we need to probably not have so many clouds or any clouds. And so after a few back and forth adjustments, we get to this point here where we're starting to put in the typography. And if anybody knows the Welcome to Utah, you know, the type on that, he liked that so much, which I didn't design that type. That was done through an ad agency, but he liked that look. And so they used the same style of typography in this billboard in the movie that we have on our Utah billboards.
It's interesting because it's like a softer sans serif.
Yeah.
I mean, not sans serif, softer serif, because it has like those little, like that bracket is so fat on that E, and Very interesting.
Well, it's supposed to, I think, look a little bit Western, a little bit cowboy, you know. I think that was some of the criticism I heard when it first came out, but I think it's actually a very nicely designed typeface. Mm-hmm. And so he was actually working with, you know, a really, really good graphic designer out of London who would do all of the type for the movie, and she put this together. So anyway, you know, this was the kind of the final composition, and then we got this approved, and then let's see if I've got the final one that ended up in the film.
Is this cool or what? I think this is so fun.
So this was the second billboard. So we did this one. So this is what ended up in the movie. But then I think he liked the process so much, he got money to do a second billboard. And he liked the idea of doing a painting of a billboard, you know, so like sort of like a image of an image. And I had actually sent him one of the paintings I did of, I did a painting of the Welcome to Utah billboard that was out in Vernal. So I did a painting of my own billboard, and I just sent that to him just so he could see. And I think he really liked that idea. Yeah. So he had this in, you know, several of the scenes.
Yeah. This is the one I always think of too. Because I don't know why, but that red type always sticks out to me.
And so a lot of like that, the palette, you know, he'd come to me for ideas, but then I think he would get ideas from other people. And he definitely had that orange and the blue and the yellow. I mean, that shows up in the movie quite a bit.
Yeah. Let's see the bigger one, yeah.
This was the preparatory one that I did. And again, these are kind of like working sketches. So I did these on paper, and you know, I just taped a couple of pieces of paper together to get a bigger size, because this actually isn't supposed to be like a final piece, but it's just to, you know, get the colors and things in place so we can see how it looks, yeah. You know, before
so
we
like
go to
how film. Long, how much time did you spend in the process of just like kind of figuring out what the looks were going to be?
Well, he would send, I'd get like a storyboard, like a storyboard sketch that would be, you know, kind of crude, but it would give you an idea of what he was looking for. But then I would actually, because I figured, you know, he came to me for what I did. And so I would look at my own reference photos of things. So a lot of these landscapes are of, you know, like real places,
yes.
You know, real, like the backgrounds
that
are.
It's definitely like Utah.
You know, so I based part of this on Monument Valley. You know, and some of the mountains in this area are, you know, down by St. George,
yes.
Outside of Zion Canyon. Mm-hmm. I took out, you know, some mesas, and so it is modified, but for me, it's like I can't make stuff up. I like having something real to start with and then kind of going from there.
That's awesome. What else do you have to show us on this? Because this is, you have a lot of different little pieces here. Like this train set is really incredible.
So, and the originals ended up with the director, you know, so I just have these sketches. But so he came up with, you know, money for, you know, the two additional paintings, you know, after the first billboard. And so the third painting ended up being this train. And again, you know, the background is based on the book Cliffs. Now, of course, I've heavily modified the book Cliffs so to make it a little more identifiable of a shape of a mesa. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, it was, you know, I was basing it on some photos that I took, you know, while I was down there in that area. And this image ended up, you know, in the scene where Scarlett Johansson is kind of sitting there, and then you can see the painting next to her.
Yeah.
Now it'll be in black and white, so you don't see these
colors,
but you know, that was, that was just part of the, you know, the process.
So was this commissioned after you did the first two pieces?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
so
this
what
is the
happened?
Third.
What you were just like doing it, and then he was like, "Could you actually make X, Y, and Z, we need it for this scene," or like, how did that work?
Well, it started out, first of all, as just the billboard. Mm-hmm. And so then I got that project done. And like I said, I was working on a really big mural project at the time. So I was, initially I was like, oh, I don't have time to do this, you know, because I got to get this mural done. But then, you know, of course you can't turn down, you know, working on a project like this. So, you know, so I got it done. And then, you know, a couple months later, then it was like, you know, oh, we've got some more, you know, so I did that second billboard, and then the train, you know, a couple months later. So, you know, it was spread out over about, you know, 4 or 5 months. But then I got a call, or I got an email, you know, probably about 9 months later saying, well, we're doing something else and we wanted, you know, can you do 4 more paintings? But I had to do them really, really quite quickly.
Really fast.
And so, you know, I was doing, you know, just like they were showing the, you know, that's part of the set, you know, this sort of half completed road and the mesa behind, or they needed, you know, as a backdrop, you know, a cactus. There was the, you know, the observatory, which was in the set. And then they just needed some, you know, just some mountains. And so I just, you know, I just kind of put these together and, you know, tried to do them in my style, but then I'd adjust for what he needed. And it kind of went from there. So then after that was done, it was probably about another 9 months after that, they reached out and said, well, you know, can you do maybe something for a poster? Mm. And so, let me see. So this was the first kind of rough idea for, you know, the teaser poster. Mm-hmm. And I had no direction on that. It was
just
kind of,
guessing.
I'm just guessing. And so, you know, I thought, well, what if we did like a nighttime scene and the bill, but I think they did say we liked the idea of the billboard. So I just thought, well, we'll do that mm-hmm. at night, you know, with a, you know, cool sky. And I think he said, well, it's nice, but let's go another way. Mm-hmm. And then it was,
did this end up being the final?
No, we were getting there. So he liked the crater and the billboard, but then the suggestion was, well, why don't we bring, you know, the point of view higher so we see the road, you know, behind it.
Interesting.
And then this actually ended up being the final. So, you know, you have the billboard down here, the road, and then the mountains from the set. But then
it's slightly counterintuitive, though, because you would never think, oh, the billboard's going to be on the ground.
Yeah.
But although there actually are tons of billboards that are on the ground, you still don't think of it in that way. So that's interesting. I feel like you even see these. Did you come up with that, or did you see ones that were like that?
This was what they had built for the set. And so they, you know, they liked that style. And so then, you know, I used that reference to create this. So this was actually kind of another billboard that I painted for the poster, although it was all one painting. Mm. And then, you know, we were getting pretty close and he was like, well, let's have a canyon in there. And then you're like, oh, how do we work that in? But then I thought, you know, because it takes place, you know, Arizona, Nevada border. I mean, it's a fictional town. And, you know, so obviously you think Grand Canyon, but I was thinking, well, how can we get Utah in there? So this is, I had some photos of Dead Horse Point that I, you know, kind of changed up a bit, but, you know, kind of put that in there. Because he would look at my landscape work, which is more like this. And I think he liked the depth, you know, that you can get in, you know, some of those paintings. So he wanted to have something like that in the scene. So what was nice about this is I did feel like he was trying to, I mean, he had a definite vision of what he wanted, but he was also, you know, wanted me to play to my strengths too, mm-hmm. to do things that I think would be interesting for me to paint. So they were fun illustrations to do.
Incredible. So good. Okay, we have to last but not least show on the YouTube channel this blanket that you have. Because this is so cool. So what? Why?
Well,
like, what happened? How did
so
this
they
happen?
They did some, you know, marketing promotion and let's see. Yeah. So it was converted into a blanket.
And that is the poster, right?
That's the poster.
That is the poster.
And also,
but that looks woven in. That's not screen printed. That is truly woven in.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, so
incredible.
They probably got some kind of a, you know, a digital, you know, image of it and then converted it into printed it out. Isn't but that then cool? They also made lunch boxes. And Lacey was able to track these down because
really?
the movie studio did these. So I wasn't actually sent any, but mm-hmm. she went and found these and and got me some.
That's incredible. She
got all, several. So, you know, there's
the,
there's
you might
a
have
mug.
To hold that up a little bit so everyone can see it.
Okay.
That is so great.
So we've got the mug.
Do you guys
with
remember
the,
these? Like, I had a lunchbox a little bit like this growing up.
And there's a little
I
cup.
Love that.
But so you see how they were able to adapt the, this was for the teaser poster, but they were able to adapt elements of that artwork for.
You guys see that? Isn't that so incredible? I love the way they did place the type on that too. It's like nice. It's like centered, but then you get the little black bit of type at the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
It's nice. It feels like the 1930s. Like it has that, it has such a great feel to it, which is not where I would place your artwork, which is interesting.
Well, I think, you know, when I was in school, they kind of said I was sort of retro, I think, with how I, you know, because I think a lot of times, you know, they want you to be more, you know, do more modern art and not painting, you know, like, you know, realistic things. But I've always been a realist, and I, you know, there's something about, I think the, you know, the advertising from the, you know, the 30s and 40s that mm-hmm. I always kind of, I like that illustration style. So
yeah. Incredible. Okay, you guys, we are going to wrap this up. If you want to hear more, we're actually going to have Dave on the Illustration and Art Conference that's coming up February 1st and 2nd. We're going to do an interview that's a little more in depth to art and illustration there. So I think you're going to love it. It's a free ticket. All you have to do is go to designsuitecourses.com/event. And you can sign up for a free ticket. We do it in a Facebook group. It's incredible. And Dave and I are going to go a little bit more in depth in talking about art and illustration. So I think you guys are going to love that. In the meantime, if you want to go check out Dave's work, where should they go?
So it is davidmickleart.com. That's my website. I'm also, you know, in several galleries around.
Can you name a few of those right now? I know
yeah.
if you watch this like 2 years from now, he might not be in these particular galleries, so you're going to want to go to the website. But right this very second, like what are some places they could find
you?
So your
David Erickson Fine Art in Salt Lake, Evergreen Gallery and Framing also in Salt Lake, and then Medicine Man Gallery in Tucson.
Yeah. Incredible. So awesome. Go check out his stuff. I know that you don't just sell gallery work, though. You have a few products also on your website. Is that correct?
Well, I've got some, you know, 8x10 prints of a few select paintings. We've got some stickers, you know, from kind of like my travel style and stuff like that. But
so fun. Anyway, you guys, if you love this, please, please, please give us a like on YouTube. Feel free to subscribe to the channel. You also, if you're on the podcast and you're listening to this, we'd love a review. We'd love to, if you're like, can we hear more? We can have Dave back on again, which would be incredible. So, and then we'd love for you to join us in the Illustration and Art Conference because we're going to be talking more there. Thanks so much, you guys. We will see you very soon.
Thank you.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.